You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Hey, hey, here we go. Hey, I'm back in the house. Here we go. This is us. Hey, this is us. Hey, this is us. We got Candace in the house, Danny in the house, Haley in the house. Haley in the house.
Oh, no. Extra flavor.
We got some extra flavor because
there's no
Paris.
There's no Paris. Paris, we miss you.
But this is us in the house.
But she's in the place that we're talking about tonight.
New York.
Yeah, I'm not going to
How many songs are we going to try and do because there's so many songs that say
I know. This is like New York.
There we go.
Hey. And then what's the other one? We're living in... Nope, I'm not even going to try.
Nope, she's not going to try.
Fail.
Yeah, it was the Alicia Keys song.
That, yeah, that's
right?
All yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You got it.
I was doing Frankie, then I did Alicia.
Okay, there we go.
We go to all of them, guys. Tonight was episode 16. New York, New York, New York.
Hey.
Say that three times fast, because that's what you're going to do for this episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm fair warning you. Before we go any further, before we introduce ourselves, this is us after show, and we are super fans, and we got a lot of beep to say about tonight's episode. My name is Candace Cruz, and I am joined with the one and only Danny Royce.
What's good, everybody?
Host of Inside the Black Actor Studios.
Yes, ma'am.
I said it. And then we've got the queen of AfterBuzz TV with four right now. Haley Gray.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. I'm in the chat. Thank you, as always, for bearing with us as we get started. And Danny, mm-hmm. you're already getting shout outs. They're happy you're back.
Oh,
hey, thank you. I love you. I love you all.
You know, I never get that.
I was in my Kevin Fields. I was filming last week, so I thank you so much.
Oh, there we go.
Can we get another one of those for that?
Yeah.
There we go. Guys, tonight we're going to break it up by the three trips to New York. Get it? New York, New York, New York. Three different trips.
Look at that.
Made that tie in. We've been waiting for this episode. We didn't know we were waiting for this episode, but we were waiting for the big fallout for Kevin and Randall. Mm-hmm. And I think that they really showed us some new colors.
Yes.
So what did you guys think overall of the episode before we break it down?
All right. So
take your breath.
Yep.
No.
Love it.
Honestly, you know, I thought there were some nice, cute moments, you know, in the episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't impressed, though. Like, I really, it just wasn't. It didn't get me engaged as much as, you know, This Is Us normally does.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And there were some moments, there was great moments, I'm not going to lie, okay? Mm. But it just wasn't there for me. I did like the beginning of Kevin and Randall's, you know, type of rift that we see going on there.
For me, I mean, I guess in a sense that as far as me being very intrigued by the episode, you could say that I was because I had emotions because this episode, but these emotions were not good. I was just annoyed.
This is Haley, reenactionment.
Not good.
Literally, the whole
episode. You're not supposed to touch your face.
I was just going like this in my hands, and it was just a lot of frustration as I was watching this because Randall was just rubbing me the wrong way this episode. I'm questioning all of his motives right now. And at the same time, I'm really, really liking where they're taking Kevin's character. And in result, it's making me not like Randall.
Yes.
So that's where I'm
Very
at.
Very much.
So I disagree with you, just on a different reason.
Mm.
I didn't dislike this episode. I didn't like what happened in the episode. Like, I liked the episode overall, but I didn't like Randall at all.
Right.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. It made me question everything throughout all the seasons of, like, Randall's motives.
Yes.
In certain elements. And not like he's being vindictive. Not that he's being evil. But, like, it really just showed him in a different light. And, like, he's using his anxiety that we always harp on. I know, y'all, you get pissed at us for harping on it all the time. But because they show it so much, we got to harp on it so much. That he's using that as a crutch and an excuse for everything. He's like, well, I do it because of my anxiety. I do it because I have to take care of. Mm-hmm. I do it because of me. Well, what about the other person that you're actually, like, doing all this stuff to? Yeah.
Well, I honestly, I didn't think, I didn't get surprised the way Randall acted. I mean, we know how he is. It's his sense of control. He likes to have control over everything. So I honestly wasn't surprised.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But at the same time, I love the moments where, you know, Rebecca had with him and Kevin. And I just feel like Randall, I was always Team Randall, but after tonight, you know, and they tied everything in, you know, younger Randall, all that stuff. We saw him in different stages of his control, factor. And that just kind of threw me off.
I would say too, I think it almost provided more clarity behind it all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen bits and pieces of the way his anxiety has control over Randall.
Right.
And this is just symptoms of it. So we've seen now that a symptom of his anxiety is everything that's involved his mom, and it hasn't just been as he's been older. It's been through all phases. As Danny just said. And so that's what is the most eye-opening thing, and that going back to what you said, Candace, about what are his true intentions? What are his motives? Is this him having these feelings towards Kevin throughout his whole life, whereas he always wants to be the one in control? He always feels the need to take care of their mom because he feels like he's the only one who can, as we saw in last week's episode. So is that more of his anxiety, or is he really trying to want to be better, like make Rebecca better? And I think I said it even when we were watching, I was like, I honestly think it's about 60-40. I think the 60% is all of these issues that surround his anxiety and what that does to him. And then the 40% is, would he like his mom to be better? Yes. But does he want his mom to be better because he found the trial, because he wants to prove that he knows what's best for their mom and not Kevin? Also, yes.
Right. And I think we're going to break it down, like I said earlier, to kid trip, teen trip, and adult trip, and obviously leave the big blowout for the end. But so obviously keep watching and we'll have our tissue moments and our news and gossip and all of that. But I really think going directly into the kids and keeping with our train of conversation is that I think we've talked about this multiple times on the show of, like, you can live in the same scenario with a sibling and have a different story surrounding the exact same event. You're all seeing it through different lenses and different perspectives. And we even see Randall as a young kid constructing this narrative and this story about how he's the one that's always being picked on, or that he's, like, never getting the right attention, or he was the adopted one. He has all these stories that he puts and compounds on top of every scenario. And we even see it when, like, they get lost in New York. Jumping a little bit forward, is like Kevin's like, oh, dad'll fix it. And you can even see in Randall's eyes, which kudos to the kid actor for being able to, like, bring that to life. Of he's like, but wait, like, you could see it all.
But, like, his mom, he's okay. Like,
but mom. And I'm like, that's a lot of pressure to put on someone that they never asked for, you know? And, like, it almost feels like Randall, his entire life has felt like mom was going to break.
Yes.
Like she was a porcelain doll that he needed to take care of. But we'll rewind that a little bit and go into just the trip in general. Because I thought it was so sweet.
Yeah.
And to see the love story with Jack and Rebecca, that was like the silver lining of the whole episode. How'd you guys feel about their relationship during the whole New York trip?
I liked their New York trip. I personally have only ever been once on an eighth grade field trip, so it was a little unrelatable to me, all the things they were doing. But I love still how they humanize Jack and Rebecca's relationship. Because even for me, as a super fan of this show, I even oftentimes, because of this show, end up taking characteristics of their relationship and making it I want to apply it to my life. Like, I'm like, I will not accept anything unless I'm treated the way that Jack treats Rebecca. And that's obviously not normal, but it's what I do sometimes.
I need a Jack.
Yes, exactly. We all need inquiries. Jacks in our lives. And I love that this episode, they really humanized their relationship for us by him taking them on the wrong way. And she was kind of standing up and trying to be like, hey, hello, I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I appreciated that aspect of this part of the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I lived in New York for 2 years, so it was nice. Even we were talking, I was like, I want to go back. But I enjoyed it. I liked the kind of the conflict of getting lost and all that. And then also, I love how they incorporated, you know, Jack's, him comparing himself to the father, as always. You know, we saw that kind of battle, and it still happens throughout the relationship of where he really wanted these memories to live with Rebecca, you know, and to make the city their city, you know, instead of dad's city. So I just really enjoyed how, like you said, they humanized that part. And then they just made it fun for the kids, you know. Yeah. It just ended up being a nice family trip. Everything didn't happen the way they wanted it to. Rebecca didn't get to the Met, but, you know, I think everything worked out.
And I think there's such like a magicalness about New York, you know, especially everybody's first time.
And then everyone gets lost. Everyone gets lost in New York.
Of course. Everyone. It's like the lines are just like, what? And back then there wasn't a cell phone.
Yeah. So, and thank goodness now there's Uber.
Exactly. Right. You don't have to get in there. But I remember vividly my first trip to New York. And it's just like magical.
It is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everything's in awe and all this grandeur. So I can only imagine, like, for the little kids of what it was. And I loved the moment, though, when they were at the restaurant.
I know what you're about to say.
He was sitting at tea. And she goes, should we be concerned that Kevin's as comfortable at an expensive hotel?
Yes,
and I was like, future! There it is.
I love that. I love that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was so sweet. And then, like, I don't know. It was just, it was a sweet little trip. And then the ending being capped off by going in the horse. And
Yeah, I love when I loved how Jack was like delegating the time for everyone.
Yes.
He tried.
That's not
I don't know about
work.
You guys. When family trips, like, we, if it happens, it happens. If we get to it.
And we'll also, what realistic timeline is this for New York City? Because,
exactly.
Like, let's be real. You're going from Brooklyn to Manhattan, that's an hour?
Right.
Sorry. Come on, even on the train, even on the Uber, I don't care what it is. It's only few miles, but it's an hour.
Try
is the optimal, and also on a Sunday.
Right.
Things close at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, so, and we get here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah. But I do like how Becca kind of gave him a little, you know, he's like, she's like, I'm gonna let you handle it for a little bit until too late.
Like, she's been there before. She's like, okay, this isn't my first trip. Like, I'm gonna let you have it for a second. But hold up, I'm gonna let you have it.
Right.
But that was really sweet. I really enjoyed that. But going into the teen trip, because I feel like that pretty much covers the kids' trip. But before the teen trip, Danny, you want to tell us all about what's happening at
AfterBuzz
TV? Of course,
because Paris is here, so I have to tell you.
Right to my left, whoever's the first of us. Haley, do you want to talk about it?
No. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching us on this after show. It feels so great to be back and here on the panel with you ladies. Mm. Also, be sure, we have a lot of shows we cover here at AfterBuzz TV in sci-fi, drama, and horror. You can check it all out. We thank you so much. Be sure to give us those thumbs up. And 5 stars. Listen to us on Spotify and all. Oh, I love that. Spirit fingers. And thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. We really enjoy it. We really enjoy talking about the shows that we love and bringing this content to you. So thank you very much. We're blessed.
Yeah.
Ding! It's like a Colgate commercial. Hold the Orbits right there. We are not sponsored by Orbit.
But. And also, like what Dan said, I am in the chat and Just Sheldon. You put hashtag Team Randall. Let us know, because yes, I am curious to know your perspective on Randall.
Too.
Because we're all three out on him right now. So I would love to know another perspective on why you're not out on him after this episode. So let us know in the chat.
Yes, please. I kind of want to get the teen trip over with, just because I really feel like the adult trip is like
everything
and we all have our feelings about it. And I just want to let it rip. Yeah. But teen trip, obviously, that's when we first see like Randall's like
compulsiveness over
snappiness. Like, right, those are the, like, I felt like he was just like,
yes,
for everything.
That was the most. That was too much.
It was, give me the keys, I'm driving.
Got the Kirby. Yeah.
Hold up. And I hate that he automatically, and we obviously see in a little bit more fast forward in the episode where we realize all of this is stemming from like his, almost his guilt. Like, is it intentional or is it like valid for him to have all this? I think a lot of it has been stimulated from the guilt of like not getting his dad to like survive, which had nothing to do with him. Like, at the end of the day, you cannot blame yourself.
It really is almost like he's having survivor's guilt. Like, you know,
100%.
And I don't even know if it's like him thinking that he could have physically done something more, because we see in the end how he even just wanted to say something.
Yeah, right. I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I
mean, and Jack would have done what he was going to do.
Yes. Right.
Like, you cannot blame yourself for the decision that someone else made. And also, we didn't think that that was... No one thinks that that's going to happen. You know what I mean? But just his, like, controlling nature starts coming out, where he's, like, taking care of his mother. And we even saw it a couple more episodes previously, but this one is where it, like, it all came out.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the setup?
I was okay with it. I was kind of on board. I mean, that was an attractive man for Rebecca.
Yeah.
And it, like, I thought it was a sweet gesture of Kevin. You know, we really saw he's always been the lighthearted one. He's always been the one that does want what's best for his mom, but in his own way.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
And I think this was his way, and I think he said it correctly, in that he always has Jack in the back of his mind. You know, even like we just said, oh, dad will fix it. In this situation, it was, well, dad would want mom to be happy, and he wasn't wrong.
Right.
He wasn't. And Randall's just sitting there fuming, and you could just feel it through the screen.
Right. Yeah. I think the setup was cool. I think maybe a little more subtlety, but but you know, it, like Kirby said, like, this is what he's been telling him, my beautiful mom, blah blah blah, like so he really wants her to be happy, and he may or may not force things a little bit too much, but I think Randall's reaction was just ridiculous. And he was just like, you know, it was, you don't know what, or she doesn't know what she wants, or all that stuff. Like,
which pissed, I was like, me off.
I was like, what? Like, dad just died a year ago. Like, okay, we get that, we understand it, but like Kevin made the point, like, you can't, she can't, you know, mourn forever. She has to live. She has to continue to live.
You know what's crazy, and I just thought about this, is I didn't pay attention to this, and I know we'll get to adult Randall or in a minute, but the similarity between the situations, and that he said just then, like, she doesn't know what she wants. It's that's
same
exact reasoning for why she doesn't want the trial as an adult. But I also will say that I was proud of Rebecca's character too, because we can't lose sight of who she is in these moments. And during this New York trip, she still was able to make a decision for herself. And when she was with, she first of all made the decision to go with Kirby and go on the walk with him. And she took that, I guess, probably gut instinct of, let me just try this. And then it obviously backfired when he brought up how lame the carriage ride was, and that triggered emotions for her. And she knew in that moment, she made another decision for herself. I'm going to go back to my kids. But again, these were Rebecca making decisions for herself. That's the one thing she's never had a problem with doing, is knowing what she wants in every situation that she's in.
And first off, I want to say the carriage rides are not lame.
I don't think they're lame at all.
Sweet.
I love them. I think they're very romantic.
They are hard on the horses. Kirby wasn't wrong there.
That being said, I think too is that I do feel bad for Rebecca in that regard. It's like, it's okay, it's twofold. So I just got to get all my processing out for a second.
Get it.
I feel like with Rebecca and Randall's situation, I think she very much recognizes his want to protect her. Mm-hmm. But I think she thinks at this point in at age of teenage is that it's out of good intention.
Yes.
Oh, he's just sweet. He's just my son. Of course. Just trying to watch out for me. Like
he has been there.
He has been there. Like, but I don't think she by any means thinks that he's taking care of her versus he thinks that he is taking care of her. So there's two different conversations in their own minds happening. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, like, I think she's just always been very strict on her own decisions, like making her own decisions. But it just so happens that she's had these people around her that have kind of helped her make the decisions or have made decisions for her. Yeah. It's not that she can't. It's just like just circumstantially things like that. This has happened. And it just, I don't know.
Yeah, Randall has taken that ball. Randall has taken that ball, and especially after Jack died.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Dad's no longer here, so I have to step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. I have to be that
man.
And
no one asked him to do that.
And no one asked him. Yeah. No. It's that sense of control that he has.
It's really just almost a perfect storm for him.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. like we talked about last week with his anxiety, it's because of his attention to detail that he pays attention to his mom more closely, that he sees things that the other siblings don't when it comes to their mom, that makes him then be this overprotective person. And I think it's just, I will agree with what you said, Candace, and I think his intention started out pure and genuine in him wanting to take care of his mom, but I think they just took on a whole nother beast as he got older, as his anxiety worsened, and I think these are all just symptoms that he grasps onto.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To have some sense of control.
And, 100%.
And he always has liked to fix things. And I think Rebecca's the only thing that he has always felt he can fix.
And he's trying to find something to fix.
Yes.
Even though there's nothing to fix.
Always. And he does it with Beth, too.
He does it with Beth. He does it with Rebecca. He does it with a coffee machine.
Does it with everything.
Everything. All right. While we're on Randall.
Oh, yes. Tell me, because I want to go
into adult. Sheldon has said, from Randall's position, he gave up everything for his mom, and Kevin just always slides in at the last minute to take some glory, and Randall is frustrated that Kevin just is so carefree about everything, and I get the position that Randall always felt he had to work harder for everything, because even though he's a part of this family, he does feel like he has to prove it sometimes to me.
Okay, I agree with all of that. However, my biggest thing, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people, is that no one is putting that on you other than yourself. You're perpetuating all of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kevin is living his life the way that he chooses to live his life.
Right.
He is not trying to come in and be the knight in shining armor.
Mm-mm.
That has never been
his
intention.
He's always
it's just the way he is.
Yeah.
Right.
And you cannot put that on someone because of them being themselves.
Right.
That's your own issue.
Yeah.
Your judgment and your story around Kevin, that's on you. Like, I feel for all of that. I agree with it. I don't disagree with it. But, like, you only had to work harder because you thought you had to work harder.
Yes.
You only had to be the knight in shining armor because you thought you had to. Like, no one put that. No one asked.
He created his own narrative.
Yeah, he created his own narrative.
And I will say, though, in the same respect, my heart breaks a little for him to think that throughout his entire life, like now we have so many resources to have someone to talk to, whether it's a counselor at school, whether it's a coach, whether it's a therapist, whoever, get that ish out.
Yes.
Because clearly we're seeing it in Randall's character. It breaks my heart that he has had all of this in him this whole time.
Right. And it stems deeper also than just anxiety. I mean, he was the only black person in this family, so of course he's going to feel like he has to prove a lot more.
Yeah, I think that's what Jeff Sheldon was also saying.
And that's where he was hinting toward.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's also a mental condition that's like, okay, I have to prove myself because I'm not like everyone else because I stick out.
Yeah.
So I think it carries on to that. It carries on to anxiety, the sense of control. I mean, it's just a lot. Like you said, he needs to seek help. And he just won't because of the pride.
And the thing is, too, is that I think Jack and Rebecca both did a very good job of like trying to make sure that he didn't feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but innately, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's
your own internal things. And I do feel bad for him because if he feels like he's given up everything, like that's really unfortunate that
you're 39 years old.
You're 39 and you thought that you gave up everything. Because you're the only one that gave it up because you decided to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, Rebecca never asked for any of that. She wanted him
to go. And like Kevin said, you don't let us help you.
Yeah.
We are here to help and you don't want help.
Right.
And that's on him.
I mean, that perfectly goes into the adult thing.
We're in the adult thing.
Of like, even from the get-go with the FaceTime thing, like, and then even saying, are you reading from a script?
That was funny. That was
but it's so true.
Yeah.
All right, so today I'm going to tell you that, like, I've been doing a lot of research.
Yes. It was like he was literally on a conference call for work.
And I'm on my way to medical school at this point. But, like, I really believe that this, I need your support.
I'm not going to lie, I miss Kate this episode, though. I want a little more Kate.
I did too. She's a good yin and yang for the two of them.
She is.
Like, and honestly, kudos to Kevin too on this because he swallowed it. He took it.
Right.
He swallowed the pride pill. He said, okay, all right, I'm going to take a walk. Uh-huh. And like, he's not that, we've obviously seen in the past, he's not that person. He has no problem speaking up and saying his mind, but he realizes he needs to just like take a back seat.
Yeah.
Randall's been having his issues.
Yep.
We're worried about mom. I'm outnumbered here. Taken. Right. Got it. Moving on.
I mean, we've seen that, like, in all stages of Kevin in this episode, like, him, Randall constantly lashing out at him, and he's just like, I love his composure. I'm like, kudos to Kevin, because I love, he just stays grounded, and he's like, no, dad would want mom to be happy. Like, instead of just lashing out, he's just really calm.
But again, going back to Candace's point, I think we're seeing the effects of Kevin letting all of this go this whole time and moving on with his life. And ultimately, Randall has just never moved on.
Mm-hmm. And we can't forget that Kevin had his own demons.
Yeah. Of course,
you know, he had his own, like, he had his bout with alcoholism. Uh-huh. He dealt with it differently. Yeah. And I think that that's also being used against him.
Yeah.
Because Randall's perpetuating a story around that either, thinking they can't handle it. Guess what? We don't know what people can handle until we let them prove what they can and can't handle. Like, we have to give them the opportunity.
Right.
And if you don't, then you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's kind of what Kevin's arguing. It's like, you never let us help you.
Yeah.
But I did love the premiere element. And I love...
Yes.
Kevin finally gets to be the nurturer with mom, like in last episode, and then this episode, we're seeing that.
I love, got him a nice, got her a nice dress, got her a clutch.
Oh.
I mean, it just let her have the night. I thought she was going to have a great premiere, walk the red carpet. Yeah, she forgot about the plaza. It's okay. Like, just keep going.
Yeah.
I did love how the producers, though, didn't let us forget the lurking Randall. How, you know, I don't even know, like, is this...
He also looked like he was about to... He was, like, about to bum rush the carpet. Yes.
Like, it's like, he was just like, that's my mother.
And he had, like the hat and everything.
Yes.
He looked so not inconspicuous. He was just like, looked like he was going to go and...
Right. Yeah. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, and it's just like, I mean, I don't know if the producers or the writers just really wanted to overdo that scene for us to remind us, like, hey, Randall's mad about something.
Exactly.
Randall's angry. That's Randall's mama. That ain't Kevin's mama. That's Randall's mama. Right. Like, that's someone else. Like,
we got it.
It was almost like, in a weird way, like the jealous boyfriend thing.
Yes.
Like, that's how it felt. Like,
it was seeing
your girl with her other man happy for the first time.
It's kind of like those horror movies when you see that person standing out, lurking.
Like you,
curtain
to show
like,
you.
Yes, I was just gonna say like,
it was such a you moment.
Yes,
you.
Yes.
You.
And I do agree. Going back to the whole plaza thing, I think that's been my biggest gripe around the whole disease. And I get that the writers have been wanting to really overshow and overshare the symptoms that Rebecca's had along the way, but like, bruh, you could have just stepped in and been like, "Oh, we're staying at the plaza."
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, I forget it.
Like again, but again, it goes back to his motives and his intentions.
Yes.
He wanted her to forget this because he wanted to prove that she has something wrong with her to make her feel this way so he could insert himself and talk about the trial.
And then he's like, it's okay, it's okay.
End of show. Yeah. There you go. That's it.
That's like it's just, that's, I think that was just where, oh, I'm getting annoyed again.
Yeah.
That's just where my frustration lied was, it was just like,
What
is your motive here?
I was wondering when he was going to step in. Like, she went through with Marble. She went through everything. Yeah. And he just waiting.
Because it's like, clearly she has memories there. She just forgot what it's...
Right.
She's in a city that she's been to, as we know, maybe 5 times in her life. Of course, sorry, it's hard to remember the hotel you're staying
at. And like Kevin said, Randall wants to be that holier than thou.
Yes.
Say all that, yeah.
It really did, like, bother me so much. And also, like... We all forget things. We forget names. Like, I'm over here all the time. You all watch the show. Like, there are words that just escape me. And I'm in my 20s.
Yes.
Like, I'm not on the precipice of her situation. And, like, also just let her have a night. She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
She was so
right?
happy.
Yeah. Right?
Like, so happy on the carpet. This was her one flub up. And also what pissed me off too is that when I'm sorry, I'm just
right.
I'm with you.
That's so flustered. Three cans pissed off tonight.
I know it's really bad, guys, because I normally don't get this way. But when Kevin comes back and all Randall could say was, "You're over here like schmoozing Hollywood yep. stuff," that is his
that
job.
That was annoying. Yes.
That is his job.
Right.
He which doesn't say
Kevin
anything.
Brought up that he's never he's like respected him for.
Right.
Which
right.
like going back to
which is paying for
trip. Like
which is going to pay for
yes.
us.
Right. right. And he's been working his butt off for this just yes. as equally as yes. Randall has done
through his struggles.
Through yeah. his struggles and to do the councilman.
Yep.
Like he wanted to be a councilman.
Right.
He yep. did the exact same thing. Schmoozing at a Hollywood premiere is the exact same as schmoozing at a political mm-hmm. campaign.
Yep.
It is the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Yep. It is work, period. Like yep. respect
yeah.
your brother's craft.
Your
which
brother's
he never has.
Which he never has.
No. And I don't know whether it has to do with jealousy which,
yeah.
or what it has to do with. And I know that that's something that's perpetuated around the entertainment industry yeah. a lot.
But I feel like maybe, if anything, it's more just the ultimate resentment. Like, he yes. genuinely just resents Kevin for having this dream, for chasing his dream, for achieving
leaving.
His dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it comes back to the fact that he left.
He
and
left,
he abandoned
yes.
them. Because the yeah. word that Randall always uses is, "You abandoned mm-hmm. us." And that's where the resentment lies. And I think he just takes it out on Kevin's career.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't there the night that the fire happened. So
yep.
I think it all stemmed
oh, yeah.
like
100%.
A lot from
just
that.
It's a lot of resentment.
It was a lot of other stuff because it was always so easy for him.
Yep.
But Randall tends to forget what Kevin has done for him.
Yeah.
Right.
He was sitting holding yep. you when you were crying.
Multiple
he
times.
He has been on the phone with you every time you've had a breakdown.
Yes.
He has been there for you.
He's been your rock.
When you need him, he's there.
Yeah.
Period. And he's just living his best life. He is living his life to the fullest.
Yes.
And you can't be mad at someone for doing that.
Well, Randall wants to do that too, but he feels like he has this sense of, this
obligation
yeah. thank you for putting that obligation of staying and
see?
And taking
we forget
care
words.
That's yeah, exactly look what just happened but that's no one's fault but his own so yeah.
I do sorry. Wonder not necessarily next week we're obviously going to see the situation of Randall what if our dad had never
that's
died
very interesting.
My question isn't what if he had never died my question is more of what if Kevin had been there also
right would that you have know? Changed anything
exactly because it seems like a lot of issues or even their dad's death, we've seen it hit Kate and Randall harder in my opinion, because they were there.
I don't know if I agree to an extent, but I yes. disagree because I think Kevin carries his own sense of guilt that he
uh-huh,
wasn't there.
He wasn't
and he
there.
Tries
yeah.
to hide it with his alcoholism.
But I think because of that, Kevin, because of that, I think Randall and Kate have always thought Kevin should be okay. You know
right.
what I mean?
Better
like,
than us.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
he wasn't there. Yeah,
exactly.
But I think not being there is pretty painful.
Harder.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
actually hard.
Because then you really feel like, what if I would have been
if,
there?
What if,
it's
what
almost
if.
Like a, that's an ultimate what if.
Right.
right. Exactly.
And he even said at the end, and then we obviously, we're running out of time, so we have to go into our news and our special segment. But Randall even asked, don't you think about like, what if dad would have lived?
He said,
and
no.
he said, no, I don't. And that means that he's given himself that forgiveness
right.
and that grace,
right.
which you have to do.
And everyone in the chat is reminding us that Kevin would have died because he would have been in the basement. Because that's where his room was at the time.
Oh yeah, he would have, and then that would have been a whole other thing. And with they would have both died
true.
in the fire together, and with his his leg, all
yes,
of it.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Oh God, so crazy. We could go on about this for forever. So if you guys are in the live chat, keep going. If you want to hit us up on DMs and comments and everything, obviously we love hearing from you guys. I hear more and more from you guys every week, and it makes me so happy.
That's awesome.
So thank you so much for that. Before we go into our news and gossip, we're going to do our special segment. The tissue box is back!
No longer toilet paper.
Plies.
It's not the plies.
Did you guys
tonight.
Do toilet paper?
Oh, yeah,
for
2 weeks. We sure did.
One ply, two ply, three ply, four.
Yep.
Also, there's a toilet paper.
I'm surprised
shortage.
You could find toilet paper.
Right?
Yeah.
No, and then our awesome producer got us for it last week. But then Paris was like pulling it like she didn't understand
the ply.
Yeah.
Also,
so
just
she had like a 7-tier.
A little caveat. Guys, I know all the scare is happening, but you don't have to go take every piece of toilet paper like it's a zombie apocalypse. Just saying. I have photos to prove it.
Right.
Moving on. Tissues. They work just as well. I should be a spokesperson for Kleenex. For all of you guys with our tissue moments, obviously, it's rated from 1 to 5. 1 being a aww, and a five being the noise that you heard earlier, the sobbing hysterically. I don't think any of us are getting to five tonight. No. And a lot of them might be the frustration tissue pools.
Right. Let's change that.
Who would like to start?
Oh, I don't even know. I'm like, I don't know. I have no tear tissues. I can tell you that.
What? I got warm and excuse me.
Warm and fuzzy?
I got warm and fuzzy when Rebecca was having her moment in front of the painting.
Oh, I know.
I think that was a big moment. Because her memory was very clear.
Exactly.
And I just thought it was beautiful in the way that she spoke her mind, made her decision. She didn't care what they had to say. And the two boys sat there and looked with her.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, this is what's going to happen. So I love that moment. That was good. That's my warm.
My one warm and fuzzy moment was the red carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuzzy, y'all.
Yeah. That was mine. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I was too frustrated this episode. Okay.
I was very angry. My one warm and fuzzy would be getting the dress. Yeah. I just know how special it is because I work with gowns every day. How special it is when a woman finds that moment. Just how beautiful they feel and just the overwhelming sense of like, she just needed this moment, right? And she's never had this moment in her entire life. It kind of goes with the painting and with the red carpet. It's like she always had a life of what ifs.
Yeah.
And this was finally her moment that she was like made for, that she finally gets to actualize. Right. And the Helen Mirren comments, I mean, she was just beaming from ear to ear. So I just felt for her and I loved it. So that was great. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the tissue moments for us over here because none of us were very happy with it. Any news and gossip, guys?
Yeah, a little bit. We can just talk about, we were both doing some research on just this episode and where they're going to be going from here, because I know that us as a panel has been our biggest concern. Mm-hmm. And the showrunners, Isaac Apteker, they're definitely telling us that this episode was not the big blow up.
No. Oh my God.
Almost scratching the surface because this fight was not the fight that's not going to make them talk for years to come. So be in store for that. I think we have two episodes left, so we're going to find out pretty soon.
Yeah, they did say, you know, this is the beginning of the end.
This is a really big draw out, and we only have two episodes left. I'm really interested to see how they're going to compact it. Because we still have to figure out who Kevin's baby mama is within the next two episodes, and it's probably not going to be next episode. We have to see the fallout, see the future segments. There's a lot to happen.
I'm sensing a cliffhanger.
Of course.
I mean, as we know that it's going to happen.
That's all they can do.
And I want to see some Beth. Come on. Two episodes. Bring some Beth in there.
We need some saving grace of Beth.
You're right.
Let me tell you.
That was my first thing I said in this episode. And
I need more back.
Right.
Predictions, guys. I know real quick. Snap bite.
Oh, man.
We're just going to see a lot of what if Jack was still alive. It's going to be a lot of different things.
I don't know if it's going to be for the better, to be honest with you, or for the worse. Like, life's still going to happen.
Right. My prediction of what's going to happen, I guess, would be I think that Randall still tries to take control of the situation and he figures out a way to get Rebecca into the trials regardless of what she said. I think he's either going to go through Miguel or he's going to con her somehow into being in the trials.
And honestly, I don't think that his relationship with Jack would have been as picture perfect as he would have thought it would be either. Yeah. So I think in next episode we're going to see that is that his like own stuff that's underlying was still going to come up they still would have bumped heads as adults. I really do. So I'm interested to see that fictitious storyline just for a week. Pretty much wraps it up, guys. Yep. I know that there's so much and we could go on and on and on about this episode. Definitely hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, all the places, just like you always do. We love you guys so much. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm your boy, Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, tune in this Thursday for a new episode of Inside the Black Actors Studio.
Ooh, speaking of Thursday, I will be back as well doing Grey's Anatomy and Legacies, another drama and a supernatural show. Yes. So with that, you can find me on Instagram. I am Haley Graves with two S's, or on Twitter, Haley 1, Graves 2.
I love that he's doing the hand motions. 1 and 2. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.